The Milwaukee-based Kothi Dance Company has been a community institution for 56 years, both nationally and internationally. Kothi preserves, teaches, documents, and performs dance and music rooted in the cultures of the African diaspora. The dance company recently announced that it lost thousands of dollars in federal funding from the National Endowment for the Arts. Now, Kothi is calling on the community for help to fill in the gaps. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell talked about the $30,000 loss with the company's managing director, Asha Sawyers. Sawyers addressed what the NEA told organizations like hers about the agency's shifting priorities.
They said the NEA is updating its grant-making policy priorities to focus funding on projects that reflect the nation's rich artistic heritage and creativity as prioritized by the president. Consequently, we are terminating awards that fall outside these priorities. The NEA will now prioritize projects that elevate the nation's HBCUs and historic serving institutions, celebrates the 250th anniversary of American independence, fosters AI competence, empowers houses of worship to serve communities, assists with disaster recovery, fosters skilled trade jobs, makes America healthy again, supports the military and veterans, supports tribal communities, makes the District of Columbia safe and beautiful, and supports the economic development of Asian American communities. Funding is being allocated in a new direction in furtherance of this administration's agenda.
The $56 for 56th campaign that Kothi has, I just want to talk a little bit about what that is.
So the general kind of response to that is that Kothi is important and we have got to fund Kothi. The community that loves and receives from Kothi has now got to start funding Kothi. That's like the overarching thing. But there's this other underlying thing, which is that our community has got to learn how to support the things that support us. We have to give to the things that matter to us. And this administration is actually doing us a favor in the sense that we are learning how to keep what somebody else would take away from us. We get this opportunity to choose to keep it. And so that is why we're starting the 56 for 56. We're saying they would erase us by taking away these major grants that support our existence, right? They would erase Kothi by doing that. That's why the grants were rescinded. That's why they were taken away. But we've created this campaign to say, community, if you got a Kothi story, if you've ever heard the drums, if you've ever been moved, if you've ever been touched, if you have ever seen something in Kothi that's inside of you, now is the time to support this thing that is important. These are our stories. This is our identity. This is something that is true about us, and we need to support those things. And so we created this campaign to say, will you support it and give you that opportunity to take a stand in this moment? With all that's happening, this is actually an opportunity to take a stand and to choose to save the things that matter to you.
What would the consequences be for Milwaukee if Kothi is no longer the staple that it has been?
Inside of Kothi has sprung up, it's been rich soil for people to spring up like roots and grow like trees. So to say what would reality be like if Kothi wasn't here is to say what would the earth be like if we took away the soil? It's going to be hard to grow. People in every genre have sprung up out of Kothi. You'd be shocked at how many threads of lives run through Kothi, whether they are dancers or whether they're in politics or whether they are opening, you know, amazing businesses or vice presidents at local corporations. Why? Because we talked about this soil that gives all the nutrients, gives your power back, gives identity, gives a place to be seen genuinely. Really, people are coming to learn who they are themselves as they step into a Kothi room and let their hair down for the first time and just unfold their wings in what we're doing. And this creates confidence to be who you are in a society that's hostile to you. To be who you are in a world that's difficult to live in, no matter who you are. Black, white, Puerto Rican, and Chinese come in here and do these dances and will leave with confidence and strength to step into who they really are in the world. And Kothi is soil. So can you imagine a world without the soil? We got a problem without soil.